St Kieran's College had to dig very deep in Croke Park yesterday afternoon to win their 25th All-Ireland Croke Cup final against St Fraithfield's from Loughrea in a pulsating contest. It took 20 minutes of extra time to separate two fiercely committed teams, but in the end, the physicality of the winners plus a big help from their substitutes saw them eventually overcome their Galway opponents after an energy-sapping encounter. Kieran's, the reigning All-Ireland champions, went into yesterday's final as favourites, and for the opening 6 minutes of the game, they controlled matters in Croke Park. The Kilkenny College landed 2 points in the opening 2 minutes, the first from Ed McDermott, after he won a breaking ball, and the second from Aaron McAvoy, after he picked up a break off Sean Hunt. Kieran's landed a third point in 6 minutes when Aaron McAvoy pointed a free after Ed Lahoff had been fouled. St Raphael started with an extra defender, and bar the opening few minutes, their defence gradually got to grips with the Kieran's attack. They also opted to land down high balls in the direction of impressive centre-forward Paddy McCorrick, and his ability to pluck the slitter out of the air was a big factor in bringing his side back into the game. He landed his team's first score in 7 minutes after one such catch. The Galway school had a big let-off in 8 minutes when Kieran's almost got in for a goal, their only goal-scoring chance in the first half. Sean Hunt made great headway along the end line before passing to Rory Glynn, but before the Clara lad could strike the ball, referee John Keenan blew for an illegal hand pass. A Bobby Feeney free for St Raphael's left a minimum between the sides, but James Hughes, who had a superb first half for Kieran's, landed the first of his 3 points in 11 minutes, with Ed Lahoff adding another 1 minute later to see the winners ahead 5 points to 2. By that stage, Kieran's were already starting to ratchet up the wides. Some were undoubtedly due to tenacious tackling from their opponents, but a lot were down to some very inaccurate shooting. The Kieran's wide tally over the 80 minutes was 24-6 for their opponents. Had the Kilkenny College landed a quarter of those chances, the winning margin would have been much greater, with extra time unlikely to have been necessary. Aside from Paddy McCorrick causing plenty of challenges for the Kieran's rearguard, corner forward Vince Morgan was also proving a handful. He scored a delightful point on 15 minutes. Down at the other end of the pitch, the Kieran's attack was struggling for possession, partly due to poor delivery of the ball from out the field, when players were often in two minds as to whether they should shoot from distance or send in a long delivery. Some of the Kieran's passing was a bit ragged at times also. Rory Glynn was proving a big threat to the St Raphael's defence from an early stage, and he finally got a good delivery before controlling the sitter superbly to land a point as the game entered the second quarter. For 12 of those minutes in that second quarter, St Raphael's dominated the game. Paddy McCorrick almost slipped in for a goal in 16 minutes, but the Kieran's defence was finally breached 4 minutes later when Vince Morgan won possession and raced through to score the game's only goal. There was little Stephen Minogue could do about Morgan's brilliantly struck shot when Luke McInerney and his midfield partner Colin Killeen landed a brace of points almost immediately for the Loughrea College, they now led by 3 points. Kieran's were briefly under the cosh, but they finished the first half brilliantly with a 3-0 of points from Sean Bergen, up from cornerback, James Hughes and Leonard McAvoy 65, to see the team's level at the interval. Kieran's 10 points, St Raphael's won 7. St Raphael's retook the lead at the start of the second half when Vince Morgan pointed. Kieran's had a goal chance just after that, but Aaron McAvoy's shot was well saved by St Raphael's goalie Sean Murray. 2 minutes later, the Loughrea College almost bagged a second goal, but Stephen Minogue brilliantly saved from Vince Morgan, pushing the ball out for a 65, which was sent wide. It was a big let-off for Kieran's. Rory Glynn was becoming more and more influential as the second half progressed. Once he started getting low deliveries into his corner, his deft touch was causing endless problems for the St Raphael's rearguard. Sean Hunt was another Kieran's attacker to come much more into the game in the second half. A 9-point haul from play from Glynn 4 and Hunt 5 was vital to the winners. The sides were still level in 50 minutes, with the game ebbing and flowing from end to end. The exchanges were tough but fair, with the standard never waning from two well-coached teams. With 10 minutes remaining, it was hard to predict a winner, such was the closeness of the exchanges. Bobby Feeney a free, Paddy McCorrick and Oscar O'Gorman edged St Raphael's ahead once again, and now the momentum was with the Galway College. But a powerful finish saw Sean Hunt land 3 points for St Kieran's, with Colin Killeen responding for St Raphael's. Kieran's now led by the minimum, with the game entering injury time, but a free to Loughrea saw Bobby Sweeney tie the game and send it to extra time. Two tired teams trekked off the Croke Park pitch for a short break. Now who would emerge the fresher for the extra 20 minutes? Aaron McAvoy, Kieran's and Vince Morgan, St Raphael's exchanged early points at the start of extra time, but throughout those 20 minutes, Kieran's were the better side, even if they continued to hit far too many wides. Points from Rory Glynn, Ed Lahoff and sub Bill McDermott saw Kieran's lead by 3 points at half-time in extra time. Paddy McCorrick reduced the margin to 2 points at the start of the second half of extra time, but Kieran's now had a good grip on the game. Another sub, Keelan Brennan, sighted at full forward, landed 2 points, with Aaron McAvoy also landing a brace, one from a free. St Raphael's kept pressing, but strong play from Tom McPhillips, Ed Lahoff and Rory Glynn, who now was working back in defence and closing stages, saw Kieran's clinch a deserved win by 5 points at the finish. Hard-fought victories, especially in All-Ireland finals, are probably best remembered of all the successes, and everybody involved with Kieran yesterday will have fond memories of their 25th title. They were the better team, but huge credit to St. Raphael's for a dogged battle. Had Kieran shown more accuracy in front of goal, the mentors and supporters would likely have enjoyed a less stressful afternoon in Croke Park. 25 of the Kieran's panel depart the college in a few weeks with a Croke Cup medal, some with two after last year's success also. Yesterday's victory will long be remembered for the quality of the hurling from both sides, plus immense effort and commitment from two brilliantly coached teams. Well done to the Kieran's players and their mentors, Brian Dowling, Michael Walsh and Richie Root. Final score from Croke Park, St. Kieran's College 26 points, St. Raphael's College Loughrea 1 goal and 18 points.